Welcome to the Community Voice Program. I'm your host, Luke Lugert, here on News Talk 1330 FM 106.3. And if you're joining us on the FM or AM dial, welcome. But also, if you are watching on Facebook Live, welcome. You can always check us out on Facebook Live at the News Talk 1330 Facebook page. And we often do the Community Voice, so you can see our pretty mugs. And by that, I mean, obviously, our coffee mugs that we have in front of our guests today. And, of course, our faces. But very excited to have the folks from Oak Mountain Academy. We have Headmaster Patrick Uren and Katie Kilgore. And, Katie, your community outreach, essentially. And
sure, today.
Is that? Because I know I'm always talking to you when I put on my reporter hat, so...
I guess my official title is Director of Admissions and Marketing.
Director of Admissions and Marketing.
Yes, sir.
And we are very excited to have you on. And full disclosure, I am an alumni of Oak Mountain Academy. I graduated 10 years ago this year, 2009. So that was a little bit of a shock. We had the 10-year anniversary or 10-year reunion back in June. Lots and lots of fun, so...
Cool.
I'm very excited to discuss Oak Mountain Academy and see how it's changed and see how it's remained the same. First off, officially back in school, you guys, I believe, went back into school Friday. Last week. So third day of school starting today. Tell us a little bit about what Oak Mountain wants to do this year.
So our big focus this year is to continue the overall academic excellence that we carried on last year with our tradition. And one of the cool projects we have going on the mountain right now would be our innovation projects. So we have innovation projects happening at each division. So last year, the lower school designed a sensory playground, and they built phase one of that playground. And the middle school built an outdoor learning landscape and learning classroom. And the upper school is going to premiere their innovation project at the fall festival in November, and it's going to be a STEM-based escape the space room for all the middle school kids and lower school kids. So that's one of the big pushes this year on the mountain for us.
Tell me a little bit about the sensory playground. I'm not really familiar with that term.
So the students got together and designed a sensory playground that has different stations to it. And so they're working with some professional architects, and they're working with the dean of the lower school. There's a music portion, so they have designed and built elements that will make music when interacted with. There's a physical, I guess, obstacle course, if you will, mm-hmm. that they've developed as well, or that they're in the process of developing. And then, of course, they want an edible session or section of the sensory playground that's, I think, going to be planted this fall.
Oh, awesome. So yeah. Probably fruits, vegetables, all that kind of stuff.
Something like that, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Excellent. And it does seem like just a national trend, especially at Oak Mountain, that teaching has kind of moved over from just pure lecture style to mm-hmm. project-based teaching. Can mm-hmm. you address that? Especially, it seems like an elementary school. That's a big deal.
Sure. Well, that's really true at all three divisions. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the learning style has changed due to the infusion of technology in everyday lives and kids today. All the kids that we encounter today have never known a life without technology. So when I was going through school, it was a traditional format where you had to rely very heavily on the teacher to get the actual content information. Students now have the content information mostly before they arrive in class. Mm-hmm. And so teaching has moved away from the delivery of content to the design of an interactive, engaging experience. And so classrooms now are set up where we have to really work at fostering problem solving and collaborative techniques. So it's really more of experiential learning, project-based learning, and it's really about engagement with the students.
Do you find that sort of teaching style and learning style is more effective?
I do, personally, yeah. Mm-hmm. As an adult, when we sit together and we collaborate in meetings, that's how we do it as adults. Mm-hmm. And students, I think, learn very similarly.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. And I want to kind of go a little bit more into you, Mr. Uren. This is going to be your second year mm-hmm. at Oak Mountain Academy. So tell us a little bit about your first year. What did you learn during your first year at OMA that you wish somebody told you?
What did I learn that I wish somebody told me? Gosh, that's a great question.
That is a good question.
Well, honestly, to be completely transparent with you, everyone was really wide open and available to share all of their opinions and thoughts about the school. So having grown up in Carrollton and lived here for many years and then moved away, when I came back, what I learned last year is all of the things that people were telling me about how uniquely special Oak Mountain is was actually true. So I wasn't surprised by anything. I wasn't really caught off guard by anything. It was more validation that the school is uniquely special in many ways, largely because of the size, but also largely because of the mission and vision of the institution itself. And when you are at a school that's pre-K 3 through 12, that has approximately 200 students in it, you can do a lot more than you can when you have larger school settings. And so I started my career in public ed, and I started my career teaching classrooms that had 36, 38 students in it. And so I've had the gamut of one student in a class all the way up to 38 students in a class. And my ability to really engage and transform the way in which I taught and increase my learning as a teacher was greater when I had a smaller number of students, because we could do more and we could get through a lot more. And so that allowed for a much more personalized, customized approach to education. And we didn't have to worry about moving a large group, if you will, to make sure that everybody is getting what they need in that class, because it was so small that we were able to do it together, and it became a much more collaborative experience. And that's where I really found my love for teaching, was in that kind of environment, that kind of setting where we could kind of ebb and flow and grow together.
And you mentioned the smaller class sizes at Oak Mountain and the fact that it is very mission-focused. Tell us a little bit about the culture that you've seen in Oak Mountain from the first year, and maybe what you would like to add to that culture.
So it's a special culture. You know, the one thing that truly sets schools apart are the cultures that exist within each school. And Oak Mountain Academy is a very family-friendly, community-driven culture. And so when we talk about partnering with parents to help guide and support their kids in their academic learning, that's also their spiritual learning, that's also their social learning. And that partnership truly exists at Oak Mountain Academy. And so this is not a school setting where parents drop kids off at the morning and pick them up in the afternoon. We don't really see or engage. Parents are coming in and out those doors of all the divisions throughout the day, because they're supporting what we're doing in the classroom, and they're supporting what we're doing at the school. And so we've got a culture of collaboration, a culture of engagement, a culture of family, definitely high academics and excellence. One of the things that we did last year is we took a look at our five-year data trends when it comes to our overall student performance academically, and we noticed when we looked at the AP scores and the SAT scores and the ACT scores that our kids, when we started averaging them out and comparing them to the state of Georgia and the national averages, our trends soar beyond even national averages. And so for me, that caused me to go, okay, well, I really need to get to know these teachers. I need to get to know the curriculum. I need to get to know what they're doing and how they're achieving this. And so for me, I spent an entire year looking at that, the culture of the academic life, if you will. And what I found to be is it's really personalized. And we have got phenomenal teachers who are highly skilled in their craft and their content knowledge. And when I look at what those lesson plans are that they submit at the beginning of the term, and I go in those classes, they are ebbing and flowing through those lesson plans, and in many cases going beyond what they actually had planned to do. So that experience and that culture for me was really special to be able to be a part of and see. And my hope is that we continue to really hire highly qualified, uniquely talented teachers who can create these experiences with these kids.
And academics are obviously, you know, of the utmost importance. But one thing that Oak Mountain has is unique to Oak Mountain is the spiritual aspect. Can you address that a little bit?
I can, actually. So we are a faith-based institution. We're open to all belief systems. But one of the things that we use our faith-based component for is to really teach kids a value system in life. And so we do, all of our students take Bible class, and we open and begin with prayer at our assemblies and different meetings that we have. But we really utilize the teachings of faith to really instill in kids a value system on how to interact with one another, how to respect one another, We have our motto, the Warrior Way, which is about honesty, respect, and responsibility. And for us, those intertwine and weave beautifully with our faith value system, mm-hmm. because what we're working to do is produce good citizens who understand that we are all in this world together and that we thrive when we unite as one. And so our faith-based system is really about giving back to the community, service within the community, how to interact respectfully, and how to help, support, and take care of one another.
And you are listening to the Community Voice. We are sitting down with the good folks from Oak Mountain Academy, who happen to be sponsors of this show, so very happy to have them aboard today. We're going to take a quick break. We will be back in about 2 minutes after we hear a message from Oak Mountain Academy and Tanner Hill System.
A well-rounded education includes much more than just academics. At Oak Mountain Academy, we encourage our students to find their niche in any of our 42 co-curricular opportunities. Over the past 5 years, we have brought home 5 state and 20 regional athletic titles. Our one-act play and literary teams continuously compete at the region and state level, and our academic teams bring home first place more than not. We are warriors creating legacies. To learn more, visit oakmountain.us.
At Tanner, we're advancing health throughout West Georgia and East Alabama because we know that exceptional care isn't based on how many patients we serve, but how well we serve them. That's why we're focused on quality, delivering the best possible care for our patients. It's why we're expanding our clinical services and building new facilities to serve our growing community. And it's why we're looking beyond our hospitals and medical practices to develop sustainable wellness and preventive health programs in our region. What makes a hospital great has changed. It's not how many beds we have. It's how well we care for the neighbors who need them. Delivering the right care to every patient, every time, is how Tanner is advancing health with medicine beyond measure. Learn more at tanner.org. Or find a physician on our medical staff by calling 770-214-CARE.
Welcome back to the Community Voice program here on News Talk 1330 FM 106.3. I am your host, Luke Lukert. And we are sitting down with the good folks of Oak Mountain Academy. Full disclosure, I am an alumni, so I'm very happy to have you.
Go Warriors.
Go Warriors. I'm very happy. I actually brought my hat. I would wear it, but then you wouldn't be able to see my bald head. We're talking about Oak Mountain. We just started school back up last week, and there's a lot of things to accomplish over the year. One thing that obviously, as an alum, I still pay attention to. And one thing that I loved as a student at Oak Mountain was participating in athletics. Tell us a little bit about Oak Mountain athletics. Last year saw a lot of success in a lot of different sports.
5 state titles last year. Yes.
That is pretty incredible. So Absolutely. So tell us, I know soccer is our big state title team. But also basketball and a couple others. Tell us a little bit about it.
A very strong athletic program, very competitive within our region. Katie, her son actually participates in a lot of the athletics, and so Katie's got some firsthand experiences. Katie, do you want to talk a little bit about our athletic
program? Sure, I do, actually. So soccer, our boys soccer team, they're going for their 3rd state title in a row this year. And of course it's exciting, but a little bit nerve wracking too, just because of the pressure, but I think they're going to have a great season. And just kind of a personal note, my son's an 8th grader, and he came home and said, "Hey mom, I really want to play on the varsity team." And I was like, "What? Like, what are you talking about?" So we had this whole family discussion about this and the dynamics of what this really means, him playing up. And if you don't know, at Oak Mountain, we have a no-cut policy. So you sign up, you show up, you do the work, and then you're on the team. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, the playing time is more based on ability, but you're there, you're on the team, you're part of the team. And so literally we decided, okay, we're going to do this as a family and make this commitment. And he has been so excited to be on that field practicing with those older guys, and they have just welcomed him in. This is where I get emotional, but they have welcomed him in and started really fostering his love for the sport, which he's still really, really new at soccer, encouraging him. And the coaches come in and they say, Miss Kilgore, our students are teaching your son, not us. That our students are running the drills, not us. And that to me is a win already. No matter what happens on that field this season, as a parent, that's a win. But in the greater scheme of things, last year with five state titles, boys soccer, our girls basketball team, we had two tennis state titles in, let's see, doubles and the team for our girls, and then cross country in the fall. We had a state title there as well. So five state titles. I do believe that's a record for our school, mm-hmm. which is pretty exciting. And I just hope, you know, it just shows the community that we are competitive when it comes to our sporting teams, and that our I love this terminology. We have student athletes. Mm-hmm. They're students first, but they're also athletic, and they get on the field and they compete and they win, and they enjoy it. They enjoy that time as a team, and to me that's just a huge part of the whole community, is being a part of those teams.
And one thing that stuck out to me last year about our athletics, and this was not a state title team, but they were so close, and one thing that stuck out about the boys basketball mm-hmm. team was mm-hmm. they started off a little slow, and it had a little bit of a rough patch, and then went on a winning streak and went all the way to the state championship. And I mean, just shows a lot of resolve and great coaching. I mean, that is what that means, is you have great coaching if you go from not so great in the beginning of the season, and then at the end of the season you are state runner up.
Mm-hmm. We are fortunate to have some pretty phenomenal coaches in all of our sports on the mountain. Over 92% of our students participate in some form of athletic programming on the mountain. And one of the things that is a big push with our athletic director this year is to really foster that engagement at the lower school. So we're going to see this year some increased athletic opportunities at the lower school, specifically in volleyball, soccer, and basketball. And we've got a wonderful program that's going to be implemented this fall, where the student athletes in the upper divisions are going to be spending a lot of time going down to the lower division, having lunch with those kids and doing some team sports with them. That was a request that came out of several of our lower school students last year. Mm-hmm. And so our upper school students got excited about that and have come up with a plan to go down and engage with them and have some additional opportunities they've not had before.
And as a lower school student at one point in my life, you treated the high school, upper school students mm-hmm. like rock stars. I mean, they were the coolest yes. people in the world. And so that's awesome that there's going to be a little bit more engagement on that side. I do want to, one thing kind of with athletics, it just reminds me, because my basketball coach back in the day was a real big proponent of community service as a basketball team. And I know that that's a huge part of Oak Mountain is giving back to the community. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Sure. So we do have a pretty active service program on the mountain. The athletic department is actively engaged in that, but it also happens outside of the athletic department. Each division has a different project that they do as a full division each year. And then within the divisions, we have different leadership groups and clubs that will also host and sponsor different types of community service as well. A lot of our community service in the past has really been about collection and I guess education on different challenges that happen in the world today, and then supporting from a distance, if you will, mailing the shoebox ministry packages to different folks, writing letters to individuals, collecting canned goods, collecting winter coats. So we're going to continue all of that, but there's a big push on the mountain this year to see if we can get out in the community and actively engage so that we can have some hands-on learning experiences. We have several of those on the mountain already, mm-hmm. But our faculty and staff have decided that we really need to get some of those older students in the upper division out in the community more. So I think what we're going to see this year are more visits to shelters, more visits to different civic and community organizations to really learn about what's happening in Carroll County, mm-hmm. and what we can do not only to impact the world, but what our needs are in Carroll County and what we can do to serve where we currently are right now. Mm-hmm.
And we are sitting down with folks at Oak Mountain Academy. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back in just a little bit after we get a message from Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy. You're listening to News Talk 1330 FM 106.3.
At Tanner, we're advancing health throughout West Georgia and East Alabama because we know that exceptional care isn't based on how many patients we serve, but how well we serve them. That's why we're focused on quality, delivering the best possible care for our patients. It's why we're expanding our clinical services and building new facilities to serve our growing community. And it's why we're looking beyond our hospitals and medical practices to develop sustainable wellness and preventive health programs in our region. What makes a hospital great has changed. It's not how many beds we have. It's how well we care for the neighbors who need them. Delivering the right care to every patient, every time, is how Tanner is advancing health with medicine beyond measure. Learn more at tanner.org or find a physician on our medical staff by calling 770-214-CARE.
At Oak Mountain Academy, our daily schedule includes convocation, prayer, and the Pledge of Allegiance. By doing so, we build a family-like community where all students grow and flourish and personal faith is encouraged. Through community service and a historical approach to biblical study, our students are taught the value of the warrior way, honesty, respect, and responsibility. Oak Mountain Academy, we are a family creating legacies. To learn more, visit oakmountain.us.
Welcome back to the Community Voice program here on News Talk 1330 FM 106.3. I am Luke Lugert, your host, sitting down with Headmaster Patrick Uran and Director of Marketing and Admissions,
yes,
Katie Kilgore. We're very excited to have you on this morning. One issue that I want to jump into for Oak Mountain Academy, and it is a unique process that no other school really has to deal with in this area, and that is with enrollment. Because
yes,
with public schools, you're zoned for a school, you go to that school. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Oak Mountain Academy, is that's not the case, obviously, at all. You have to focus on enrollment and getting more students who fit into Oak Mountain as well,
right,
into the school. Tell us a little bit about the enrollment process.
Yes, so we've just come, or really are still in our, what we call admission season, if you will, with school starting just last week. Still getting interest inquiries, phone calls, emails, asking questions about the school and the needs of matching the needs of families to what we can offer as a school community. And so just to address your question, Luke, our admissions process is unique. It's not where you walk in and say, I'd like to register my child for school, and you're done. It is a process. It is a little bit arduous, but I try to make it as easy as possible and fluid. And really, it's about getting to know the families who are potentially interested in our school community. And once we start that relationship, learning about their family needs, and then sharing who we are as a community, as a family, a school family, and can those two match up, and will it be successful ultimately for the child, for the student? And that looks different for every single family. And that's one of the things I love about what I get to do every day, because it is a puzzle that looks different every single day, every single time, every single family. And so it's comprised of, like I said, the relationship piece, getting to know the student and the family, sharing our vision and our mission, which is critical to what we do. It's who we are. And do they personally line up with that mission for their family? Ultimately, we hope that their value system at home is the same or very similar to what we're encouraging encouraging at Oak Mountain each day, so that that student is getting that solid foundation in both places, in their home life and on campus. So it is partly about grades. If a student's transferring in with us, maybe from another independent or private school, maybe moving into the area or from public ed. So we do look at grades and transcripts. We look at discipline. Has there been a discipline concern in the past? That's a concern that we look at, and we have to really discuss that as a prospective family comes in. We look at referrals from other teachers, whether it be an education or a coach or someone who has been with that student for an extended period of time. They'd fill out an application for us and answer several questions about how they can bring, what they can bring to our school community. And then we do an interview, like I said, and that kind of really starts the process and ends the process, is the interviewing. And then we have a committee who ultimately makes the final decision of accepting a student into the community and hoping that it is the right fit. So it is a little bit of a process, but it's very necessary. And it really, it maintains the culture. It keeps us grounded. It's sort of a protection for our current families who've invested in being at Oak Mountain Academy. That was a lot.
No, that was but it is a difficult process. Yeah. It really is. Yeah.
I don't like to use the word difficult.
Well, it's a blessed process to engage with.
Well, it is. I mean, it really is.
Difficult's probably a bad word. Complicated process.
Maybe complicated. Yeah, maybe it can be complicated. I think it's more of a it's just a puzzle that we have to really put together and work through. And so this year has been very interesting, this summer in particular, with new families coming in. And it's been exciting. We've brought in more families this summer than in the 4 years I've been on campus. 21 new families with 34 new students. So we are basically, our enrollment's right around the same as it was last year. And we had a large graduating class last year. Mm-hmm. So we're really thrilled with that. And we're thrilled with just the exposure that that we're getting this year. We really have had so much interest in just a phone call of, who are you guys? What are you guys doing? I'm hearing about you in the community, and my neighbor told me about you, that kind of thing. And so those relationships are really sort of in the infant stage, but it's really exciting to build those and start that process now for a family who might come in next year or the next year or in 5 years. You just never know when it's going to be the right time.
And Katie does a really good job of connecting with those families. We have students that are coming in from 54 different schools and in 9 different counties. So although we're situated in Carroll County, we have an outreach into many other counties that are surrounding us.
Mm-hmm. I lived in Douglas County when I first started going to Oak Mountain, so. Yeah. Definitely yep. is. Last thing, we have about 2 minutes before we go. I did see some news from the mountain, I think a couple of weeks ago, a new head of the lower school. Is that correct?
Yes, we do. We have Dr. Doug Moore, who is coming in as the head of the lower school. He brings with him over 30 years of experience in education. He's most recently from Coyote County. He has been principal of an upper school and principal of a middle school division and principal of a lower school division. Mm-hmm. And he spent the last, 8 years in safety and security in Coweta County school system. So we are really fortunate to have him on the mountain at the lower school with his years of experience, his exceptional knowledge of safety and security. And he created a wonderful environment down there on the first day of school. He had a red carpet rolled out. The kids were forming dance lines going down the red carpet. He had some live music playing and had an MC to announce every student that walked in the building that day, and lots of photo stations set up. So he's bringing lots of great energy and excitement to the lower school division.
That is adorable. I'm happy to say that probably one of those students was my goddaughter, who just started pre-K at Oak Mountain this year. So I'm very
wonderful.
Excited.
Oh, that's exciting. So, you have to come visit
Emma
her.
Emma Kate Dorr. Emma Kate Dorr.
So the legacies continue.
There
yep.
you go.
I love it. That's
her dad
stuff.
Is also an alumni yes. with me. Yeah. Well, thank good you guys stuff. Very much for coming out here for the Community Voice. We look forward to catching up with you the next couple of months and see how everything on the mountain is going. And thank you again for coming out.
Thank you for having us.
Have us anytime.